Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Only one guy I know, along with Kenny Peterson, that knows that is Matt Wilhelm, super friend of the show. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. My friend, how are you?
I'm doing very well, buddy. Great to be with you guys. And again, also still great to be talking about Ohio State football and playing in a national championship.
So I saw that picture again about 2 days ago when you were kissing the trophy. What? Because did I bring back memories for you? Because I got to tell you, I smiled when I saw it. I was like, oh, man. What a great day that was.
Of course. And you figure it's now 22 years removed since kissing that crystal ball, which ages all of us immensely. And ironically, every once in a while, as we come together for the the celebrations of the 10-year anniversary or the 20-year anniversary, Kenny Peterson was strategically, I believe, standing right next to Jim Tressel. And he actually takes all the credit for essentially snatching that crystal ball and then looking to his left, and there I was.
Yes.
And he was like, come on, let's kiss this thing. And it was like, okay. And it became that iconic picture that, is emblazoned in every Buckeye fan's head. Besides Tressel holding it over his head and shaking it like a baby, it was Kenny Peterson and I kissing that trophy. And again, there's not many times in your life where you, have the opportunity to compete in a national championship or, in fact, a Super Bowl. So when you do, it holds a definitely special place in your heart.
Matt, one of the greatest all-time Ohio State pictures, right up there with Eddie George against Notre Dame with six Golden Dome helmets behind him. And, of course, Woody Hayes outside in the snow wearing a short sleeve dress shirt. Those are probably top three for me. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, and you figure in the last, 10 years now, you've got Zeke with, 85 yards through the heart of the South.
Yep.
And now we've got the iconic, it's almost like a whole play because there's not just one picture of Captain Jack Sawyer with the strip sack, the wonderful Buckeye bounce right into his hands, and a scoop and score touchdown that really solidified the opportunity to play for a national championship this coming Monday.
Matt, take yourself out of this from an Ohio State standpoint for just a second. We'll get right back to that. How do you like the 12-team playoff?
I mean, I love it. I think it's and that's being a college football fan for sure. I think, there's an immense amount of revenue associated with it from a business standpoint. And I think the fact that Ohio State in year one got to host a game in frigid weather at the Horseshoe, beat up on the Southeast Conference team, which was fantastic, and then move on into the traditional bowl games as we know it. So I think, is it perfect? No, and I do think there's some tweaking being done or will be done with the committee and the strength of schedule and bowl champions and where they're seated. That's all fine and good, and I think it's going to be a work in process, just like name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal are still need to get tweaked. But I think it's great for the sport, and I think it's great for, I'm sure, sports betting. Not that I'm a gambling man, but it gives you the NFL playoff March Madness twist that I think was missing from the college football game.
A good point. That's a great point. Hey, Matt, think about this stat. If Ohio State should win and beat Notre Dame, and you go back and look at the final AP top nine from this year, Indiana, Tennessee, Penn State, Texas, Notre Dame, and Oregon. For Ohio State to win the national championship, they'll have beaten every one of those teams. I just think it's amazing to think about that, because that was a scenario that never existed until you had this playoff system.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I think for Buckeye fans, you know, who've closely followed this football team, you know, where we opened, I think maybe preseason number two, maybe behind Georgia, I want to say, early in the football season. On paper, you know, this was with the NIL money thrown at these seniors to come back and with that unfinished business and leave no doubt mindset. And these seniors have consistently talked about, on paper, they were the most talented football team and were kind of like penciled in, not pen, not Sharpie, penciled in to compete and play for a national championship. And you lose to Oregon on the road by 1 point. And then the debacle that was the game against the team up north at home and what that meant. There were significant questions about this football team and that high-paid roster and how talented we are and the coaching staff and, you know, people calling for the coach's head coach and coaches on that plan. And then the analogy that I've used every time I talk about this football team is it was as if we were the red Ferrari with a governor that only allowed us to go about 100 miles an hour, and that was the regular season.
Yeah.
And then we get to the college football playoffs after we've been humbled by that team up north and lost to them for the fourth time in a row. That governor has come off. And I'm talking about that's the leadership, that's the scheme, that's the execution, that's these players, that's Jeremiah Smith, Jack Sawyer, JT Tumoliau, Donovan Jackson playing amazing at left tackle, both of the backs, Will Howard all playing very well, and Eke Abuka. Like, the Ferrari's now going 250, and you're pushing this team to its limit. And now, finally, and I'm glad that it's happened at this juncture, but it marries what we thought on paper with what we're seeing on the field, and that's why we're at where we're at. And I think it's going to be a double-digit victory in the national championship against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Matt, that moment you're talking about, you know, when the governor came off and they went nuts, is that, and I think it is, I think you described it really well, is that bigger than just this year? Is that maybe an enlightening moment where the Buckeyes realize, and the coaching staff in particular, all right, hey, we just got to go to compete in college football the way it is today. We can't worry about, you know, playing it conservatively. The playoff gives us a chance. If we lose a game or two, we're still okay and good to go. I think it could be, you know, like a program-altering moment that they've realized here since the playoffs have started.
Well, I do too, and I think that there are, when I talk about this, I'm not saying Ryan Day has done this or this staff has done this, but there are staffs out there that sometimes, you know, because Ohio State, of maybe five programs in the country, you know, one of them being Ohio State, it's national championship or bust every single season.
Right.
So you have to recruit to win a national championship. You have to coach to win a national championship. The players have to play to win a national championship. But that's why you choose to go to Ohio State and not some other place. And I think, you know, Urban Meyer's even talked about that this week on his Triple Option podcast with Mark Ingram and the other gentleman who joins him as well. But that's what makes Ohio State special. And so I do think it was an aha moment. And I believe that these coaches have realized that they can chess piece and game plan and take things at fact, and they are so talented, as talented a roster, I think probably as in college football history, that they can just go do, and these guys will meet and or exceed expectation, which then, again, to go back to my Ferrari point, you take the governor off. Like, if Chip Kelly's got a defense pegged, he can call anything on his playbook, and those guys will go execute it. Will it be perfect? No. But will it be good enough to be successful? Yes. And I think that's what we're going to find, you know, in college football and how the landscape changes, is how these, with this Ohio State football team, if they follow through and win the national championship, the other blue bloods and also the other faux blue bloods, like in Oregon, who's just popping on the scene and thinks they're like, you know, they're, you know, with zero national championships, that they're a blue blood. But they're going to be great, and they're going to compete, and they're going to recruit very well now with Dan Lanning as a head football coach. I think what they're going to do is they're going to go out, raise a bunch of money. Not that they haven't already, but they're going to build a roster to compete with whomever won the national championship from the prior year and kind of like mimic that recipe. And that's the combination of young and the old, right? That's, you know, young players contributing. That's Ryan Williams at Alabama. That's Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. They're going to go hit the portal for a QB, which, you know, Miami tried to do with Cam Ward. You look at both teams playing in the national championship, you know, Riley Leonard and Will Howard both were other places last year, winning, you know, 7 or 8, 9 football games for a mid to upper tier Power Five football school, but then you put them in the environment, that winning environment with other great players at Ohio State and other great players like they have and recruited at Notre Dame, and all of a sudden their game elevates and everyone around them also elevates as well, and here they are sitting in a national championship game. So it's a unique time in college football, and I think it's for the better.
Matt, let me ask you this one, because you are in a truly unique group of a guy that, you know, won a national championship on the field in college football and then came back and did it with the Packers in 2010. Can you, are the experiences of winning that, either one of those, are they similar in any way? Are they totally unique or different? Because I'm, you know, the Ohio State guys you went to war with for years, right? And then, you know, Green Bay, right time, right place, all about the business of football. So I'm just curious, are there any comparisons, or, you know, when you look back at both of those, can you compare?
You know what, they're both championship and winning and, you know, historic franchises and or schools in that case, call it like the blue blood of the NFL.
Right.
You know, the Green Bay Packers have to be a part of it, as are the Ohio State Buckeyes from a college football level. But they're starkly different because, and it's also just because of the nature of the recruiting process, is you choose Ohio State, and at the, you know, in most cases at the professional level, the team chooses you.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of the situation that had happened. You know, for us, it was a historical run with Krenzel and Maurice Claret being a freshman, doing what he did, our defense being what has been constructed. And, you know, you got to figure, no bowl game, loss against Michigan with John Cooper as a freshman, Outback Bowl, which means I think third place in the Big Ten, and another loss to Michigan as a sophomore. John Cooper gets fired. Jim Tressel comes in. We go 8-5 year one. We beat Michigan, then lose the bowl game in the Outback Bowl. And then we were just primed with classes of, you know, Mike Doss and Kenny Peterson and some of those seniors that were ahead of us. And then, you know, you had Will Smith and Chris Gamble and Mike Jenkins and, you know, in classes below me or with me, talked about Claret. And it was just like a perfect storm that was brewing. And there was a hunger amongst all of us as Buckeyes to go do something special. Did we realize, you know, early on, we were going to be going undefeated and win a national championship? No, but it was just like we were one game at a time, just chewing away and surviving in some cases.
Purdue.
Big Ten right. Play. Yeah, Purdue. You mean Holy Buckeye going to the first ever overtime game in the Big Ten against Illinois the week after. And then, shoot, it took a, you know, heave-ho by John Navarre up 14-9 late in a football game with an interception by Will Allen to secure that spot to go compete for a national championship. So they're both winning. They're both championships, but they're starkly different. And also I'll say for me, you know, I chose the Buckeyes as an Ohio kid to stay in Ohio and play at Ohio State. And, you know, I was only there in Green Bay for one season, but it's, of course, extremely memorable for me and my family.
And it's still fun to look at the ranking.
Yeah, that worked out.
All right, how does this game play out on Monday night?
Well, I think, you know, you look at Notre Dame, they mimic their head football coach. And I love Marcus Freeman. I think, you know, he's an Ohio kid. He's a Buckeye who chose to play football at Ohio State and then has gone on and had immense success as the leader of men, which is to no surprise. And I think that I just think it sets up amazing for college football to have these two blue bloods. I think it also, like a little, you know, thumb your teeth at Brian Kelly for making his comment about Notre Dame will never be able to compete against the SEC, and yet Brian Kelly at LSU can't compete in the SEC. And then Notre Dame beats Georgia, their SEC, you know, conference championship winner. So I think it just sets up perfectly. But if we, and I'll say that the gift of the Texas football game, while it was not, you know, a clean football game for Ohio State, but if we can play as talented of a football team as Texas, make the errors that we did, that's the Travion punch, that's the holding calls, that's, you know, all these calls that just seem to go against us and put us in third or second and long throughout the football game, to allow for Jack Sawyer to make the play that really put it away, the goal line stand that I talked about that led to the fumble. I don't see Notre Dame be able to hang with our skill. And now that's not just offensive skill. I can't see Notre Dame's receivers consistently getting open on downs, Ransom, Igbinosin, Burke, Matthews, Hancock. And even after that game, at some point, I think both guards or guard and tackle for Notre Dame were out along the offensive line. So then you have another strength, Tyleek Williams, Ty Hamilton, Jack Sawyer, JT Tumoliau, you know, and the Jim Knowles defense, you know, bearing down on Riley Leonard. And I think we're just going to suffocate them with talent. And I don't see this being a close football game. And I was talking to a buddy even earlier on the phone. I said, the numbers that keep popping into my head are like 31-13, 31-10. Like, it's not going to be close. And if it is, it's our own fault, not because of any they're doing.
Yeah, I have flashbacks of Oregon, right, where you saw the first game against Oregon, then you saw the second game against Oregon, and then the flashbacks to Notre Dame last year and to what's ahead here. I keep kind of playing into that. And then the fact that Ohio State is just so good defensively in the red zone. It's unbelievable. And they proved it.
And the one other comment I think I saw, I don't know who it was that posted on social media, but to go back to multiple close games against Notre Dame in the home and homes we've had in the last 2 years, the guy made the comment. I went, wow, is he right? And I don't know who it was, but it was like, this year's Ohio State football team would beat last year's and the year prior's football team by 14 points, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense.
How better defensively and offensively we are than we have been in years past. When, you know, we closely beat Notre Dame, or the game was probably closer than a lot of people thought, or it came down to, again, you know, converting a goal line situation and, you know, crossing the plane. This team is two touchdowns better than the last 2 years of Ohio State football. And I think you're going to see that in the national championship game on Monday night.
All right, Matt, how's life treating you on the other side of things? Just so we have a chance to catch up.
No, you're good. My son.
Oh, I lost him. Ah, that must be me. Sorry, Matt. I don't know what happened. I lost you on the line there. Anyway, we want to thank Matt Wilhelm for joining us, and just an incredible friend of mine on top of everything else. And I just appreciate him coming on. And you know that thought process, Jeff, of being in a Super Bowl championship and to play in the first, you know, that first national championship against Miami and win that. I wonder if that's what, you know, to have that feeling and understand that.